What exactly is Nigeria's Boko Haram all about? Azerbaijan increases its censorship of religious materials, and teachers arm themselves with the gospel in Haiti. There's more about this story and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. From Christmas Day bombings to weekly church attacks, Boko Haram is responsible for hundreds of deaths in Nigeria. But who exactly is this terror sect and why do they exist? Christian Aid Mission's Ray Burnett says Boko Haram is about one thing.
Their agenda is Sharia. It is to establish Islamic rule in Nigeria.
Boko Haram was formed over 10 years ago with the goals of jihad and power. In recent months, reaching these goals has meant attacking churches.
If you look at the Quran, what you see is that there are two ways that Muslims are instructed to deal with non-Muslims, and that is to convert them or to kill them.
Prayer is vital. Pray for these radicals to turn to Christ and for Christians to know how to respond to the attacks. You can educate yourself more on Boko Haram at our website. Meanwhile, Azerbaijan is tightening the reins on religious materials. Last month, Parliament in Azerbaijan passed an amendment saying that anyone caught selling religious materials not approved by the state can face a fine. Those materials can also be confiscated. A tax ministry spokesperson told Forum 18 News that the amendment is to make sure that commercial goods are getting taxed. But some say it's just to restrict religious activity. You can get the full story on our webpage. You're listening to Mission Network News. 85 Haitian Sunday school teachers are now officially trained to share the gospel with kids. Last week, these teachers went to school themselves. They were part of Vacation Bible School training sessions in northwestern Haiti hosted by Baptist Haiti Mission. At least 20 churches were represented, and many of the teachers walked as long as 3 hours to get there. Teachers played the part of the kids they would be teaching by doing crafts, games, and listening to Bible stories. Pray for many Haitian kids to come to Christ as a result. We turn next to our continuing coverage of the Olympic Games. Integrity is uppermost on the minds of Nigeria's track and field athletes with an American doping scandal and the late award of a 2000 gold medal. Among Nigeria's contingent is Idara Otu, slated to race the women's 4x400-meter relay semifinals August 10th. As a believer,
really just staying focused and believing in what the goal is or what the outcome is, and just, you know, regrouping, because everything is not going to be easy, and just being a Christian or having faith in something does not mean everything's going to be easy. It just helps give you the strength to overcome whatever obstacles that are in your way.
Chasing gold is not her only objective. She also strives to live her faith out loud.
Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And that's really what I live by. I mean, obviously I'm not perfect. We're striving to be more Christ-like every day. But I always think if I'm delighting in him, he's going to give me what's in my heart.
And pull out those birthday candles, because Orphan's Heart is celebrating 4 years of ministry today. Over the past 4 years, they've assisted malnutrition centers, worked with orphanages, and ministered the gospel message to kids in need. Orphan's Heart now works in 6 different countries. Howie Hooper with Orphan's Heart says a lot of people have joined them in their mission.
In 2012, by the end of the year, we will have over 800 volunteers that will have traveled with us to all these different locations.
Looking to the future, Orphan's Heart has plans to expand.
We are praying about starting work in Cuba and starting work in Colombia as well. And we'll be building homes for families in Honduras starting in 2013.
Here's how you can pray.
We just ask for continued support. And as we continue to reach out through all the places that we minister throughout this world, that God will continue to use us and grow us.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation in Foreign Mission by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive, and some of the approach needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free, provocative look at missions. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ad link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.